Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, this is the day that we release Fall of the Republic. When this radio transmission terminates at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will launch Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama. I want to thank my entire crew, my entire staff, everyone here in the good ship InfoWars, for all of their wonderful work. Without the entire team here, we would not have been able to have done this. And that counts all the webmasters, the customer service people, the IT folks, the video editors, the people that made the music here in-house, Derek Einkoff, Will, Craig, and others. I'd plug their last names. I've never asked if they want to be plugged on air. I don't think Will does. But the point is, just a great job by everybody. We have a very important radio broadcast lined up, obviously, for you today. Paul Watson's joining us on the latest flu developments in an hour and a half. He'll be joining us. Webster Tarpley will be joining us in the last hour to talk about a host of important issues. In fact, I have the show prepared in front of me with just extremely important news and information. But right now, it's hard to focus even in on the release of Fall of the Republic and all this news I want to cover, because my great uncle, the last living son of Mamaw Jones, I guess her name was Clara Jones, everybody called her Mamaw. She lived to be 103. She had five sons. As four of them went to World War II, then the baby was Leonard Jones. He was the last of five, and she had him many years after she'd had her other sons, and he was in Korea. And most of those men died pretty young. My dad's father died when my father was about 30, when I was 5 years old. And so Leonard Jones was a father figure to my dad and to his brother, Joe Lynn Jones, and was just a really smart, intelligent, very good person, very strong person, very loving person. He was just a wonderful guy, and he looked more Native American than some of his brothers. My grandfather, Jerry Jones, looked extremely, extremely Native American, very handsome men. And as they got older, they really, you know, looked like the classic Native American, stoic, handsome, rugged face. But even more interesting with those blue eyes staring out of that Indian face. But he died yesterday afternoon. And my dad didn't call me until this morning to let me know. He died at about 5:30. My dad learned later in the evening. He'd been down in Houston quite a bit visiting with him. And the reason I talk about this is, well, it's multifaceted. I've been so busy finishing Fall of the Republic and committed to that, and then also finishing up Jesse Ventura's TV show, that I had been meaning to go down to Houston and see him. The doctor said he might live, or he might live another 6 months. He'd supposedly beaten pancreatic cancer a year ago, but the process had really torn him up, the chemotherapy, the radiation, the rest of it. But it shows that what I put into Fall of the Republic, and then I didn't even get to see him before he died. But about 9 months ago, he was in Austin. We had him over for Mexican food. I went and picked up Mahdi's. And he said, this is the first time I've been able to really eat a lot in months. And gave him some red wine, and he ate some beef and chicken fajitas and said it was the best he'd ever had. Mahdi's does have the best fajitas I've tasted. But that's another issue. I had a waking dream last night that I talked to the guys here in the office of whether or not I should share it with people. And they said, absolutely, everybody's had those experiences. And I think that's the reason. I had a dream about his death last night. So for all of you out there that don't believe in something after death, you're very, very foolish. And I don't know what planet you're living on.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air, and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hello, my friends. It is October 21st, 2009, the date that we are releasing Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama. I cannot express to you in words how important it is that this film go mega viral across the internet, and that all of you that get the DVD at InfoWars.com get a DVD burner and make as many copies as you can. There can no longer be any more denial. We had the documents decades ago, how the central banks planned to bankrupt the planet, to make every nation on earth dependent on them, how they were going to bring in a world government that would finance itself through money transfer taxes like the Tobin tax, and of course the global carbon tax, meant to regulate and micromanage every facet of our lives under a web of bureaucratic red tape. My friends, they're now openly announcing world government. And it's exactly what was in all their battle plans years ago. But it's even worse. This is a 21st century nightmare. They're about to ratify the Copenhagen global tax on all forms of industry and human activity planet-wide. They're openly admitting it's a world government. That is one of the key subjects that we cover in Fall of the Republic, in their own words, their own documents, their own video statements. And we have the solutions to counter these people and bring them to justice. We also identify the banking cartel that empowers this entire global Ponzi scheme. That's all the New World Order is a group of Madoff slash Ken Lay types that have gotten control of the issuance of currency and credit and have created tens of trillions of dollars backed up by taxpayers that they're able to pay off and buy off the entire planet with. They've stolen tens of trillions of dollars. They won't say where it's gone. Either we identify these criminals, wake the population up to them, and bring them to justice through the grand juries with criminal charges, as Congressman Ron Paul and others have called for. They've clearly committed crimes. Insider trading, conflicts of interest with Treasury Department officials and the private Federal Reserve, it's all in Fall of the Republic. The experts we've got in this film, G. Edward Griffin, economist, Webster Tarpley, Max Kaiser, so many others. Go to InfoWars.com, read the rundown of the film. George Humphrey, the list goes on and on and on. Alan Watt, myself, and many others. But most importantly, the statements of the globalists themselves. My friends, the Obama deception has been out for over 6 months. It is still the number one film online, the number one documentary online on Google and YouTube and all the other major video channels. And that happened because of you. More and more when I do syndicated radio interviews on other people's shows, whether they're supposed liberals or right-wingers, they've shattered the left-right paradigm, and they're recognizing that InfoWars.com and my films and the work we do is more and more setting the agenda, setting the debate. The stories we cover first are being forced into the mainstream. And the establishment in a whole bunch of hit pieces in Salon, The New Republic, and many others, Psychology Today, have singled me out and said that I'm this great threat to their new world order. They have admitted that we're having an effect. They've admitted that we're actually affecting change and making people focus in on real issues, not the left-right puppets that they put up in front of us to distract us. But all the credit for that goes to you. My radio audience is the most responsive, the most active, wonderful activists who are standing up against the New World Order, standing up against collectivism, standing up against corruption, and you are concerning the establishment. Congress has had different commissions that have issued reports saying that they are extremely threatened by the alternative media in the United States and worldwide. And make no mistake, my documentary films, my radio show, our news websites, and you, our secret weapon, our listeners, are at the tip of the spear of the alternative media. Ladies and gentlemen, you made the Obama deception and Endgame and Terror Storm massive successes. Each time we reach more people, we are frightening the establishment. They have identified us as enemies. They have identified that we're endangering their entire program. They know that we have a fighting chance to beat them. This will succeed if you unleash yourself and take action. Show Fall of the Republic to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Give it to your entire community. It is up to you. Because in the final equation, we are at the crossroads as a society right now. There's no longer any doubt. We were right. It is world government. It is a global carbon tax. It is tyranny. It will micromanage every facet of our lives. But the good news is the establishment is failing on many fronts. But where they're succeeding, they're doing it by the thinnest of margins and enraging the world population when they go against the will of the people and when they go against justice. And so we can certainly affect change right now because the establishment is stumbling and falling and faltering, but they are still an extremely powerful and dangerous foe because they control the mainstream corporate media and they control the purse strings with the endless trillions they can issue of fiat liquidity and loans into the market. Fall of the Republic details it all. It is a quantum leap from previous films I have made. And I am so proud of the work myself and my team have put together in this film. And I'm asking you to be part of saving our republic. We are at that crossroads. But the enemy has shown themselves. They have admitted that they want a planetary government run by a private bank. They have admitted they're setting up domestic spy forces. They have admitted that Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are for the American people to suppress libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anti-war activists, anyone who stands against their tyranny. They have shown themselves as the tyrants and the traitors and the larcenous criminals that they are. Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation and the enemies of free humanity worldwide. That's the first step, and it gives you the solutions that we need to take our planet back from these criminals. I am begging you to realize that you must stand up at this critical juncture in history and get involved and speak out and spread the Obama deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, all of my films, The Four Winds, but most importantly, Fall of the Republic. You can download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the DVDs at InfoWars.com. It is up to you out there. I want to commend the activists for what they've done in the past, for their love and passion for truth and decency and honor. And I want to ask you now to redouble your efforts. We're not going down without a fight. We're not going to die on our knees in some ditch. We're going to stand up on our hind legs and fight this tyranny. It's up to you. The Republic is falling. We're not waiting for the New World Order now. We're in the New World Order. It is unfolding. And so people are finally waking up and listening. This is the time. History is being made right now. Will the forces of corruption and darkness succeed? Or will all those that love liberty and freedom stand up and set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere and take our civilization back? Make no mistake. The future destiny of humanity is in our hands. Take your destiny. This is your time to be part of history on the side of good. Follow the Republic. Get it out there like your life depends on it. Because our life and our liberty surely does.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1. The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at InfoWars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. That is the audio from a video that just now premiered up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The video is titled, Alex Jones Asks Supporters to Redouble Their Efforts in Stopping the Fall of the Republic. We can't save the Republic if we don't recognize just how dire the situation is, just how much trouble our society and civilization is in. Okay, in the next segment, I am going to talk about my great uncle who died yesterday evening in Houston, Texas. And some people might be saying, well, we have a lot of news and information we want to know about, Alex, and why should we be concerned about the death of your great uncle? Well, because life and death affects us all, and there's some interesting parables and some very, very revealing information in association with it that I know will touch all of you out there, because almost anyone I talk to has had similar experiences. You really have to wonder about people who say that they haven't, because for all of us that have had these experiences, we know how real they are, and we've had a glimpse through to the other side, to another dimension. And so I will discuss that when we come back from break. Also, Roll Call, one of the big Washington papers, the main paper of Congress, reports that Alexander to White House, don't create enemies list. Top Senate Republican took to the Senate floor to suggest that Obama White House is plotting a political strategy similar to that of ex-President Richard Nixon and maybe on the verge of preparing its own enemies list. This wasn't just in the big tabloid a few weeks ago, listing myself, Alex Jones, as one of the top enemies. Obama's secret enemies list revealed 25 names who president wants to silence and why. There have been mainstream reports admitting Obama does have an enemies list and is going after people. But I don't need to read this in the newspaper to know there's an enemies list. In the last 4 months or so, there have been concerted attacks on myself. We've always been under attack, but this is concerted and focused, and I'm not complaining or whining. This is what I asked for. I mean, I know that stepping up against these people, they're going to engage us. They're going to respond. But it's just more of a confirmation of the type of serious tyranny we're facing as a society and just how criminal these individuals are. So we'll be covering that, the latest flu information. Paul Joseph Watson joins us, as well as Webster Tarpley today. Very important broadcast lined up.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
What is it to be human? What is it to live on this planet? Spinning through the deepness of eternity and space and time, We've all had experiences where we're walking along in the woods in a national park or on your own property, and you feel someone's eyes upon you. You turn towards the direction they're looking at you from. You walk through the woods 100 yards, and you look up in a deer stand in the spring, and someone is hunting out of season across the fence line on their own property. You wave at them and continue walking on through the woods. That happened once when I was squirrel hunting. But it's happened in different ways to everybody out there, at least everybody I've ever talked to. What is that? There are confirmed university reports, especially out of Australia, where they've studied it in the last 40 years or so, and the studies I've seen, where they'll have an opal mine or a diamond mine in Australia, and one of the Aborigines will walk out of the mine and say, "You got to put me on a plane, got to put me on a helicopter. My mother just died, or my father's dying." And they're never wrong. They'll come out of the mine and say, "My brother just got hurt really bad." They put him on the plane. They fly him 1,000 miles away, and it's never a false alarm. They know when one of those Aborigines walks out of the mine, very hard workers, and says, "I've got to go," that they got to go, and they don't get in trouble for it. I've had waking dreams many times in my life. I have them a few times a year, and they're different. You know they're important. You know, as if you've been somewhere else. You are braced. You are shocked by it. And one time I had a dream that I even told people about, where I walked around this cinder block building, and someone in a pink and green and purple striped polo shirt began assaulting me. Months later, as I walked around a cinder block building, I had a sick feeling of deja vu, and there was the person in the polo shirt, and they assaulted me. I will tell you that I didn't just see the news and the reports and the preparation. Similar things, I'll just share this with you, happened before 9/11. To the point of, I said they're going to probably blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on bin Laden. And it is a side of me that I don't really share on air, because I know that detractors will try to spin it against me, but I really don't care at this point. The truth is the truth. And the point is, anyone who's in tune with the universe, the spirit of the universe that Einstein talked about, how justice bends towards, is attracted. The universe bends towards justice. And I remember my father's mother, my grandmother, Patty Jones. She had been sick for several years, but was getting up and walking around and was fine, and no one expected her to die. And I called my dad one night. I guess this is about 5.5 years ago now, how time moves quickly, how it flies. And I said, "We've got to go see Meemaw," that's what I called her. "We've got to go see her tomorrow," and I hadn't seen her in months. I said, "I've just really got a feeling we've got to go see her." And I said, "Is she okay?" He said, "Yeah, you know, she's sick, which she always is, but, you know." He said, "I agree. I've been thinking we need to go see her." And he was seeing her every few weeks, you know, driving the 200 miles to go see her from Austin to East Texas at the time. And that morning, he showed up at my house at about 7:30, and I had been doing a late-night radio interview till 2, 3 in the morning. And he just said, "Oh, wake him up in a couple hours. He can drive himself. I'll meet him there." And then 30 minutes away from her house, my uncle called him and said that she had just died. Now, I'll get into my uncle, my great uncle, dying yesterday when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Discussing today deals with the very nature of reality and our limited five senses and that sixth sense. And the proofs of the fact that there is more in this universe than meets the eye or the taste or the touch or to what we hear or even feel. So, Leonard Jones, the youngest of five brothers to my father's great-grandmother, Mamaw Jones, as she was known, she lived to be 103, but the first four of her five sons died. They were all World War II veterans, died before she died, and she said the only thing she regretted in her wonderful life, I remember talking to her when I was little bitty, was that she had outlived four of her five sons, but she did die before her fifth son, Leonard Jones, passed, and he himself was a veteran of Korea and he'd worked his way up from a roughneck in the oil fields to a plant manager, one of the biggest in Houston. Just a great guy. I remember deer hunting with him from the time I was 5 years old. And he really was the last of that generation for my father, David Jones, and his brother, Joe Jones. And I know that my father just loved him limitlessly. But my dad's at work today, though he's very sad. I talked to him this morning. And I'm talking about a death in our family because this affects everyone. When you lose someone, it affects all of us. We're all interconnected. But the issue is he died at about 5:30 yesterday. My dad learned later in the evening and didn't call me until this morning. And I had one of those waking dreams last night, but this one was different than one I'd ever had. But I woke up in the middle of the night upset by it, knowing that it was an omen or that it foretold something. And I had trouble going back to sleep. I got up and walked around the house some, went in and looked at my children in their beds, got a glass of water, went back to bed, and then had another waking dream that made no sense. Until I woke up this morning and found out that my uncle had died. Here's the first dream. I'm looking into a science fiction-esque white-walled cylindrical room, and through a crack in the ceiling, a arm, first fingers and an arm slide through, and it chilled me to my bone. It was destiny. It was a bridge. It was a road, a path we're all on that we will all experience. It is the great equalizer of kings and paupers, of warriors and priests, of mothers and fathers, and everyone that has ever lived and everyone that has ever died. I knew that arm as it appeared coming down out of the ceiling for what it was, the arm of death, the grim reaper. And it chills me to my bone right now to see that arm. It wasn't muscular, but it had immense strength. It was slender. Its fingers were long. And suddenly in the side of the wall appeared a type of vault or safe door, and the fingers began to work numbers that appeared on its face in a hieroglyphic symbol. And the door opened, and it reached in, and then suddenly I was looking out a doorway into space, and an old man with gray hair was stepping through the gate, and I awoke. I had been to a place far away. I had stared into another dimension. I got up, shook myself, went back to sleep, and then I was transported to a warm, dark house on one of my family's ancestral home places in East Texas, and it was dark, and there were men in the room. And my father's brother, and I need to call him, and if anybody's hearing this now that knows him, don't tell him about this until I've talked to him. I need to call him today, because I am assured that he was there and that he had this dream. I haven't called him yet. I only decided to talk about this right before I went on air. And there were other men, and I could tell they were family, living people. And he was saying, it's okay, I saw the same thing you saw, and he's in a better place now. And then his son was there saying, is it okay? My cousin was there. I guess he's about 12 years old, 11 years old. I forget now. James was there. And he was saying to his dad, is it okay? And my uncle was almost childlike babbling happily, saying, yes, yes, it's okay. And I go back to calling my father on a Friday night and saying, we've got to go see my grandmother tomorrow. We've got to go see her. We've got to go see her. I haven't been there in months. I want to go see her. Is she okay? Is she taking a turn for the worse? And he said, no, she's fine. And then that next morning, she took on that Saturday morning, a really bad turn. She was in the bed, and the local Baptist pastor who down the street that my dad went to high school with, it wasn't even from her church, the Methodist church in town, the little country church, he came down and he told her, it's okay, Patty, you can turn loose. Again, you know how women especially wait to die till their loved ones are there? It's okay, you can turn loose. And then she died. And she wasn't even really struggling. He just said, you can turn loose. And she said, okay, took a deep breath and died, gave up the ghost. It's amazing how human beings, in many cases, can control when they die. They can hold on. It's the spirit. And so, as I said, my father showed up at my house at 7:30. My wife came in, tried to get me up. I'd gone ahead and done some radio interview till 2, 3 in the morning. I smelled coffee downstairs. She said, your dad's here. And I just said, oh, tell him to wait. Tell him he waited like 30 minutes. I wouldn't get up. Back then, I wasn't as disciplined as I am now 5 years ago. Now I've just trained myself to get up. But I wanted to sleep some more because I've been up till late at night. And then when I got up, she said, oh, he left. He said, get in your car and follow him. So I got in my car. And I'd gotten to about Round Rock, where you get ready to make the turn to drive to where my family's from in East Texas on my dad's side. And my cell phone rang, and he was about 30 minutes away by then from there. He was about an hour and a half ahead of me, 2 hours ahead of me. And he said, she just died. She just died. So there's that other experience. And I knew in the last few weeks, and I was so busy with the film, so busy having to, if Ventura hadn't called and said, we need you to come do one more shoot, I was planning to go then, that weekend, but then I got behind. I wanted to see my children. I was like, well, how is Uncle Leonard? Well, who knows? He may live another year. He may live a month, but he doesn't want to take any more medications or see the doctors. He doesn't even watch TV now. He just sits there and basically meditates on life and says he's ready to go. And he wishes it was otherwise, but he is. But you've got time. We're planning to go down there. Next week, I was going to take off Thursday and Friday and take my children because my son has met Uncle Leonard quite a bit and loves him and particularly wanted to see him and was very upset wanting to see him in the last couple of weeks. My son isn't that type. He isn't into hysterics. He was saying, I really want to go see Uncle Leonard. I want to go see Uncle Leonard before he dies. My son doesn't even really know yet. We didn't tell him this morning. And you better talk to people you love. You better let them know you love them. If you've got a feeling you need to see somebody or you need to warn somebody or you need to spend time with somebody, you better just drop what you're doing and do it. I should have left that Friday night and gone to see my grandmother and been there when she died. I was there when my grandfather died, and it was a very important experience in my life spiritually. And I was there when one of my friends died a few years ago. Went into the hospital for a minor procedure, got an infection, and it killed him 2 days later. Total organ failure. And you'd think that you wouldn't want to be around when somebody dies. The establishment wants us to just shelve old people, shelve sick people, ignore it like you're throwing a Happy Meal bag in the trash in this instant gratification society. But it's important that you be there if you can when people pass over to the other side. And the larger issue, obviously, in all of this is, there is more to the universe than meets the eye. And Daryl Rundis, who we've had on the air, who's a lay pastor, he's made the point and the analogy to people that will sell their soul for wealth and power and status, who will ignore their conscience, who will harden their heart, who will commit to evil, who will commit to selfishness. And none of us are perfect, but it's the act of not caring. That's the real sin. King David had one of his best friends killed. sent him off on a mission. He knew he was sure to die just so he could have his woman. But he repented. And so God said, you are a man after my own heart. The issue here is what your heart has written on it. But there are so many individuals out there who believe this is all there is in the world. Do as thou wilt. Feed on people. Hurt people. It's all about raw power. Hurt the innocent. Dumb people down. Use knowledge you have that others don't have against them in a bad way. And they will laugh at you and say, there is no God. There is nothing else. This life isn't a test. We're just animals. We're just protoplasm. We're just a bunch of cells. That's all this is. And they've hardened their hearts against what's written on their soul. And that's really the message here that I want to relay to people out there who have hardened their hearts, but who haven't hardened them completely. For those of you out there that it isn't too late to turn back, is that this life is a test. This life is extremely short. And what matters in life is the decisions you make to do the right thing and to be an honorable person and to help others and to strive to, by degrees, develop yourself into someone who is striving to be closer to the Creator and everything that's good and all the blessings that flow from creation and life. And it's very, very sad to see people so caught up in the world, so mesmerized by it, so turned completely over to it, that they are blinded to what really matters. That's why I don't fear death. That's why I don't fear the pain of death. That's why I don't fear the loss of control. Because I understand it's all part of the process and what it is to be a human being. And I say to those of you out there who have not had these experiences in life that give you a window into other worlds, that you need to get your heart and mind and soul right with the universe and to ask God to open up your soul and to show you the wider plane of existence so that you can develop and so that you don't miss out on the true secrets, the true mysteries of life. Now, on the other side of that, there's the blind and the people that are just turned over to petty evil. There's also those on the true dark side that are fully aware of all of this and have made the conscious decision to understand these great truths and to use them against their fellow human beings for earthly and carnal power on this limited third dimensional plane that we exist on. You know, I think about Colonel Craig Roberts, and I tried last minute to get him on today, but he's busy helping a neighbor take a tractor in to get a new tire put on it. Lives out in the countryside in Oklahoma. But the story he told about how he died on the operating table, and I believe he said they quit trying to resuscitate him, and he was dead, completely dead, for more than 6 minutes. They had walked away from the table. And then he awoke, and to be there and to describe what millions and millions of others have described, to have this presence behind him, this angel that had recorded his entire life, to see his life flash before his eyes, and then to be taken up before two portals, one portal that he knew was a bad place, one portal that he wanted to go to that was the most wonderful thing that he could have ever even possibly imagined, and to literally then be downloaded with information and told you are being sent back to speak out against the New World Order. And that happened to him. And that's happened to so many other people. Ladies and gentlemen, these are true stories. These things happened. I had a dream about the Grim Reaper. I saw the Grim Reaper for the first time in my life. I witnessed it last night. And then I had a comforting dream after that, and was there with others that experienced something similar. I'm sure of it. I didn't have time this morning, or for some reason I didn't ask my dad if anything happened last night. But the point is, you've all experienced things that are similar. You've all experienced it. Even those of you that have hardened your hearts, if you think back, I'm sure you have been given glimpses. So understand that what you do today, you will be judged for. And understand this is all a great test. And face that fact and realize there are more things in heaven and earth than in all the books. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Get into all the news. Take your phone calls and a lot
when
more.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes, your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Point I wanted to make. I started to tell the story, the parable that Daryl Rundis likes to tell. And it's absolutely true. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And when you tell someone given over to the world that they laugh at you, they have a crazed look in their eye, they've hardened their heart, they covet their evil as if it's a possession, as if it's some treat. And I have been taken up on the mountain by the world. I've been offered great things. And that only confirms to me even more than when the corporate world's tried to buy me off in the past just how real this is. And now I'm on the White House enemies list, and it's confirmed they have one. Mainstream news, Roll Call, and AP, and other publications. We're going to cover that next hour. But Daryl tells the parable of, you go up to somebody, and you say, I'll give you $1,000 to surgically have your eyes removed, and to give them to me. And they'll say, no way. Okay, I'll give you $10,000. Never. I'll give you $1 million. No. I'll give you $1 billion. No way, buddy, are you taking my eyes. Well, the eyes are only the window to the soul. In the embryonic phase of the baby developing, the brain literally grows two stalks that come out and form in the face of the skull. The eyes are brain tissue. You look into someone's eyes, you're looking into their mind. The most important of the five senses that science records and documents. Well, what would you give for your intellect? What would you give for who you are, what you are? Nothing. Well, then why would you give your soul over to corruption and evil for petty power, for sex, for wealth, for status? And then you realize how foolish it is to sell out. But see, we sell out by degree, and we've all done it in one way or the other. None of us are perfect. But it's always possible, unless you've completely given yourself over and committed so many crimes against the innocent that you're too far gone, but it's almost always possible to turn back on the road to perdition. And that's the choice we all make. But by increments, we see the media, the culture, the establishment selling us on violence, death, destruction, torture, secret arrest, black uniforms, all the trappings of classical evil. We know how it manifests in a nation. We know how it manifests in a culture. We know what we're seeing. We know what it is. If you have a thimble of discernment or understanding, you would see it. But you are becoming spiritually blind because you're losing your sight. You're losing your discernment. If you can't see all of this around you, it's because from birth you were set down in front of the television and weren't taught any wisdom. But it's not too late for you to turn back. And I beg of thee out there, many of you that think that evil is powerful, who are allured like a moth towards flame to darkness, towards wicked energy, to turn back so that you not be cut off from all that is good in the universe, so that you not succumb to the gravitational pull, the vortices, the vortex, the nexus of pain and destruction unfolding against our species.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.